morning, Cascadia. You're listening to your community radio station, KBOO Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM. Today is Thursday, May 7th, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia, long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
We speak with Iraq Veterans Against the War's Seth Mantle about tomorrow's rally at Fort Lewis.
The Multnomah County DA's office will not prosecute the police officer involved in the death of James Chassie.
And the Department of Justice has dropped its case against First Lieutenant Aaron Watana.
Cloudy with a high near 59. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 43. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 65.
And now, regional news from around Cascadia. Tomorrow, Fort Lewis begins its stop loss on May 9th. The Iraq Veterans Against the War of Fort Lewis begins its stop loss campaign. Right now, Fort Lewis will be deploying three infantry brigades to Iraq and Afghanistan. And Iraq Veterans Against the War is going to be joining with other groups from the community to hold a rally outside the gates of the base to demonstrate support for the soldiers who are being exploited by the military and its stop-loss program. My guest this morning is Seth Mantle. He is executive director with GI Voice and a member of Coffee Strong. Good morning, Seth. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Talk a little bit about the stop-loss program.
Well, the stop-loss program involuntarily extends people's contracts so that they can serve another tour in either deploy to Iraq or Afghanistan, and it's evidence that that there's not enough people in our all volunteer military who are willing to go and fight these wars on their own. They have to be coerced into going and serving another year or 15 months in some cases. And it's a program that the Obama administration has said that they are ending, but in fact that's not the case. I mean, soldiers know that that's not true.
Talk a little bit, could you, about the rally at Fort Lewis?
So we're going to have a rally at exit 122, which is Freedom Bridge, and we're going to be demonstrating against the stop loss campaign, and we're also going to be trying to raise awareness about soldiers' lack of access to mental and medical health care. And a lot of these soldiers are being sent back to Iraq and Afghanistan before they've even had their wounds from both mental and physical wounds treated from the previous from their previous deployment. The Army is sending a lot of broken people back into combat, which is really devastating to soldiers and to our communities, because we see these things surface in the form of high rates of drunk driving, more domestic abuse, things like that.
Seth, thank you so much for that. Just before I let you go, if you could give listeners all the details, where, when, and how they can get involved.
They can get involved by coming to Coffee Strong. That's on I-5 at exit 122 just outside the Madigan Gate of Fort Lewis. We're going to meet there at noon, and then we're going to head to the bridge and occupy it for a while, and we'll have our signs out there and show soldiers that the anti-war community is actually on their side.
Thank you so much for that. My guest has been Seth Mantle, executive director of GI Voice and member of Coffee Strong. Thank you so much for that, Seth.
The Department of Justice has dropped its case against First Lieutenant Aaron Watata. Watata is the first war resister, or rather the war resister who refused Iraq deployment in June 2006 and denounced President George Bush's decision to invade as illegal and immoral. In 2007, military judge Lieutenant Colonel John Head halted Watata's case following possible inconsistencies concerning a stipulation of fact agreed before the hearing. The decision led to a mistrial, ending Watata's court-martial. The Army appealed, but a judge said Waitata couldn't be tried again on the same charges, as it would violate his right to be free of double jeopardy. Now the Justice Department is dropping its appeal of that decision.
And another interesting legal case. The Multnomah County District Attorney's Office will not prosecute a Portland police officer involved in the death of James Chassie. Chassie, of course, as many people know, was a deeply troubled schizophrenic who died from injuries sustained during an arrest. District Attorney Michael Schrunk wanted to determine if Officer Christopher Humphreys lied during that investigation. New evidence of statements Humphreys made on the night of the incident appeared to contradict what he told investigators. Don't even imagine that this one is over.
Today, the Oregon District of the Small Business Administration will give a $1 million loan to the Oregon Association of Minority Entrepreneurs for its micro-lending program. OAME will use the federal money to lend from $500 to $35,000 to small business owners and to laid-off workers who want to start a business. $1 million. That's the best they could do for an organization that actually has a positive effect on low-income communities.
We become so accustomed to hearing millions, billions, and trillions tossed around as a popcorn or something. $1 million really isn't that much compared to what we're spending on other things like logging the rest of Oregon's forests.
Yeah.
Case in point, the Obama administration's pick to be the new Undersecretary of Agriculture in charge of the U.S. Forest Service has surprised conservation groups. The White House announced late yesterday that Mississippi State conservationist Homer Lee Wilkes, he's a 28-year veteran of the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service. He's been nominated as the new Undersecretary of Agriculture for Natural Resources and the Environment. Andy Stahl of Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics says Wilkes is the first person in at least 30 years to be tapped for the job without any background in forest policy. Apparently, the Obama administration has no specific plans for managing national forests.
Have you ever seen a pika? It's a furry little animal with an admirable social structure and values that put the human race to shame. We've just about wiped out the little critters. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will look at whether their numbers are so low they deserve protection under one of the nation's toughest environmental laws. The hamster-sized mammal lives on rocky slopes in alpine areas in Oregon and across the West, but conservationists worry its habitat is shrinking due to climate change.
Thanks for that, Liam. And we are going to, at some point, try to bring you an update on LNG legislation that is making its way through the halls of Salem. There are these two bills, of course, as many people know, 3058, which is basically an instrument of pro-LNG lobbyists who are at the beck and call of investors in Texas and Canada and, of course, New York. And then we have House Bill 2015 is the LNG Public Protection Act, which would go a long way towards thwarting the intentions of these outside investors whose intent is only to use Oregon as a thoroughfare to get natural gas to California and profits into their own portfolios. We will try to have Samantha Cirillo on at some point in today or tomorrow to talk a little bit about the progress of these two pieces of conflicting legislation.
Washington Governor Gregoire signed off on a law that requires state agencies and college campuses to buy 100% recycled paper and cut back on printing. State officials say the move will save the state about $1 million a year, and it opens up new markets for green products made in the state. The law requires the agencies and colleges to buy 100% recycled paper by the end of this year. By next year, they must cut back on printing and paper use by at least 30%. The concept makes so much sense for so many reasons. It's amazing that common sense wasn't enough to make it happen.
You'd think, you know. Not that many years ago, a local company manufacturing an article to be used in an Oregon project that hires Oregonians wouldn't be a newsworthy story. But today it is. That in itself is the story. The Bonneville Power Administration has picked a Roseburg supplier to provide the cable for a high-voltage transmission line that will run between the utilities McNary and John Day substations.
Raw Story has a report from investigative journalist Murray Wass that reveals that John Yoo advocated for jury nullification and presidential pardons for torturers. It didn't take much investigation. Yoo states it explicitly in his book, War by Other Means.
Briefly, we're going to talk with KBOO's reporter Spencer Raymond before we kick this over to our membership drive room. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Chris.
Okay, briefly, we've got still a lot of... It's interesting that the results of the stress tests haven't really been formally announced yet, and they're already having a tremendous effect. We're looking to it heading into the 2010 midterms, and we have... We've got a lot of interesting news and not enough time to talk about it. If you'd like to talk about Ireland Spector for just a moment before we go over to membership room, I must let listeners know this just in. Stormy Daniels, who is apparently a well-known porn star, strode on stage at a downtown Baton Rouge restaurant in a tight black blouse to announce that she's going to be running for political office against a family values senator in Louisiana. More on the Stormy Daniels campaign, which I assure you will be keeping a close eye on. Spencer, talk a little bit, if you will, about Arlen Specter's future.
Yeah, Specter, he's a Democrat now, as we all know, and he's not happy with the seniority he's been giving in his various committees. Remember, he was a senior member on the Judicial Committee. He's now a junior member, basically, on all but one committee. And a lot of Republicans and Democrats alike thought he'd retain his seniority status in his various committees. He won't. He'll keep his seniority status in the Senate, of course, but not a lot of committees that he worked a long time to work up the ranks on various committees.
Well, we do have to go over now to the membership room. So let's just encourage listeners, if you're not a member of KBOO right now, now is the time to become one, and you can do that so easily by calling 503-232-8818 and a number of other options.